views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and boy, I got a lot to share with you. I will split this up between today's show and next Thursday's show because there's a lot as we move into April. And it starts with the energy of the Libra blue moon. And a blue moon simply means it's the second full moon of the same month. That's why they call it a blue moon. That's the whole reasoning behind it, not any other reason. This one comes in Libra, which is balancing. It's a balancing. If you look at the symbol for Libra, it's the scales being balanced. As we move into April, that's a number four month. And that number four in numerology is all about balancing life, having balance. So while we're coming into the end of the March energy, we're coming in and we're having on this Saturday, the 31st of March, is this blue full moon in Libra. It's also right on top of the Mercury retrograde that will last until April 15th. This energy is no joke. I'm not kidding you. No joke. It's just time. It's just time to work this out. It's giving us opportunity to go very deep, balance it out, cough it up, throw it up, whatever it is, and just get rid of what is not lifting you or working for you anymore. For some people, that's kind of tough because they're emotional. They're very emotional. Emotions are, you know, something to process too with energy. There's belief systems that don't seem to be holding their weight in water anymore for you. Not just talking about like a religious belief or anything like that. I'm talking about, what do you believe? Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe you're worthy? Or do you still have that second guessing or doubt? That's a belief. I love the practice of whatever you say behind I am. I am tired. I am angry. I am happy. I am sad. I am joyous. What is it that you always say? Is it more complaining? Is it more positive? And you can always shift it. And, you know, then there's the anger we're processing. And then we're getting mad at somebody else trying to tell us to be positive. You know, I get that. I actually get that. I really do. I've been through my share of things. I've been through a lot of loss. I've been through a lot of really scary times. I'm not going to say I've been through everything that you might be experiencing. That would not be fair. I don't know anybody that's been through everything. That's a lot in one lifetime. But I know how I found ways to process things energetically that made a huge difference in the physical life. And that's what I want to share with you. Metaphysics, the angels have lifted me beyond anything that I've ever had help me in my whole life. When things just don't seem possible, when I'm down, when this seems hopeless, they have a way of lifting me, getting me back on track, and keeping me going through it. That's why I share the insights that I receive from them for you. I share what I receive for myself. I share, it's usually for both of us. And that's what this show is about. If you're brand new to the show, it's all about metaphysics. I share just about every insight. This is an astrological alignment that's very interesting right now that I went to the angels for guidance and insight on, and I share how they help me process energy so you can get the best outcome, so you can move through it in a positive way, so you can ascend, so you can release those toxic energies. That's what we're doing today, because this energy is, you know, keeping it real. It's really bringing it to the forefront. For some of you, it may be a lot of things that you've done everything in the world to not process, or you just would rather not talk about it or something like that. You know, it's time to do that. And it's not about digging up old stuff and going through it and holding grudges. And honestly, that is such a waste of energy that I have discovered personally. There's just no point in it. It's time to move on. That was back then. This is now, even if that was yesterday. It's just a process. There's a process of going through this ascension. This ascension is literally working with everyone, whether they know it or not. And it won't be the same experience for everyone. It won't be exactly the same. You will go through where your soul is. It will work with you the way your soul resonates or requires. And honestly, it's the soul, the higher self of you, that is nudging you or bringing things up for them to go away. I find that if the dreams are off the chart, that's actually a easier way to process this stuff than in the real life. So some people have been coming to me like crazy with all this, the dreams are just insane. You know, like, where is this coming from? It's a way of processing what's in the subconscious. This full moon, this retrograde, this combination of stuff here that we have that I'm going to be talking about is really taking us to the subconscious level to clear it out, to balance it out, to release it for once and for all, just to go there, just to let it go. It's a big deal. I find it to be very powerful. I mean, I'm going through my own as well. It's deep, you know, and the compassionate part of me goes, wow, you know, I study this and I'm into this all the time. What in the world? How is this affecting people that have no idea? Here's the thing. If you're a light worker, you have been going through it probably for a few years and you're like, why are we getting beat? You know, you'll feel like that. It is not to beat you down. It is actually to clear it out. But how do you clear anything out if you don't even know it's in there? If you don't pull it up to the surface and let it process through, you feel it when it processes through. But then once you finally have it process through and release it, it's gone. I know this for a fact. I've done this with a few things where, oh no, it really is gone. Finally, you know, that kind of thing. And it doesn't go away till you actually go there. So when you go through a traumatic event, and I'm talking metaphysics and spiritual stuff here with the soul, not psychology. I'm not psychologist clinical. So please know that this is about metaphysical and energy behind everything. But when you go through a traumatic event, there's a part of you, as the shamans would say, the soul sort of splits off. It just doesn't want to be here and process that. It takes off. So it kind of gives you a timeout. You're not going to process it right then because it's a natural survival. This is an explanation from a metaphysic perspective, shamanism type perspective, the way I understand it. You go through this process when the soul piece comes back. We call it a soul fragment. You know, you retrieve that, you bring it back. you can do that. If there's a part of you that it feels like it's trying to come back into your life, maybe that soul piece is trying to come back in. It will feel like it just happened, like it did when the event happened. So if it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, if it starts to come back in, it'll feel like it's happening like right now. Don't try to go through it by yourself if it's too much. Get support. I mean, that's what I help people do. But you may need a combination with psychology too. I mean, the mental body is another body here. Sometimes it's a little bit of both. But this is the spiritual side of things here. When that piece comes back, it will start to process this energy and go through the process that it put on hold back when it took off. That's probably the best way to explain what a lot of people might be feeling right now. Pieces are coming back that, I don't want it to come back. It's coming back energetically to be processed, to be released, to free you so you can ascend and move forward. Because these higher frequencies, you can't hold on to those cinder blocks. You can't hold on to that. It's time for closure and balance. And it's like taking your soul into the shop for a reboot and an upgrade and a, you know, overhaul, like you do your car or something. It really is. Some of the ascension things are coming through physically. You'll feel them physically. So a lot of chakra work is in order right now because DNA is waking up, more strands coming in, just things that you just didn't know were part of you are starting to come into the limelight here. But it's coming all from within you. That's what this moon's about. Yeah, we got a little bit to talk about, don't we? And all of April is going to be a balancing act, really. So it's a good thing. It's a positive thing. But for those that do have a lot of cleanup to do, you might feel a lot of challenge. But it is not impossible. Those challenges are coming up because your soul believes, your soul knows you're ready. You're ready to finally get rid of it once and for all. So that is the good news in this. It's not going to just lie dormant and stay with you, keep you down in that resonance. A lot of blockages come from that. People don't realize that's what's holding them back. So we have a lot going on here. We have chat open over on YouTube. We have it live streaming also on Facebook. You can look up Transformation Talk Radio page over there. On my pages on Facebook, Jen Royster and the Jen Royster Show page. It's also on my website. If that's an easier way to find it, just go to jenroyster.com to the talk show page. So if you have questions and you're in the chat, you can throw them in there. You can call us at 1-800-930-2819. I have emails. It looks like somebody on the line. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to start diving into this. This is Angel Insights on this blue moon in Libra, right along with this retrograde and how we can process this energy for the best outcome. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show or watching our video live stream. We will be right back after the break.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gion. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.org.
Welcome back to the show, guys. If you're just tuning in, this is all about the blue moon in Libra, angel guidance insight, this Mercury retrograde right on top of it. There's a lot of energy pouring in right now, and it's very potent to help us process some things in our subconscious level. First of all, we got a lot of questions here that I want to get to today because we have a lot of activity with that. So first, let me take a quick question over in the YouTube chat. Hello to K22. Great to see you there. And the question is, can you feel the effect of the blue moon a few days prior? Actually, I feel every full moon about a week to 10 days prior. It's consistent. It's been that way. I half expect it to change, but I didn't even realize this one was popping up on me till a day or so ago because I had been quite busy over the weekend. And then I went, oh, well, goodness, that's why. Okay, there it is. I'll feel them a good week. When the actual full moon is here, like on Saturday, I've already gone through what a lot of people might just start to feel. So, yes, you can. Like I said, it's just another full moon. It just means that there's two full moons in one month. And so the second one is always called the blue moon. This one just happens to be rolling in with some other things with the retrograde and some deep clearing to help us with the balancing that's coming for April. So that's the answer to that one. And we have a caller. So let's bring on the caller. Hi there. Hi there, Deborah. How are you doing today? What can we do for you?
Well, back on March 4th, I was in my car and I was on the passenger side and we were parked, my husband and I, before I was going to get out. And I leaned over to the left and this sharp pain just went right through me. Oh my gosh, it was terrible. And it's the part that is the one that hurts the most. It's in my left rib area behind my breast. And I was just wondering if you can give me any guidance or the angels on this.
Okay. First of all, have you gotten that checked out medically? Seriously, have you made sure?
No, I haven't.
Okay. That sounds like heart chakra to me. It can come as anxiety. It can come as emotions. It can come as a feeling of prying open. and it can sometimes feel like a tightness. In the rib cage, it can also be between the third and fourth chakra energy, because that's your breath that expands your rib cage. So if there's lockdown, it's kind of a holding of not taking life in, or, you know, why am I hesitant with this, or something like that. So first and foremost, a lot of these ascension things that are happening right now, they are energetically based, but sometimes they do manifest on a physical. I highly encourage you to just make sure that pain is, it's better to find out, okay, it's just nothing. I'm just feeling anxiety or something, or I'm just feeling an emotion, than to have something underlying. So I highly encourage you to check, just go get that checked out to make sure it's nothing serious. I don't feel that it is, but it doesn't hurt to make sure. I'm not medical, okay? So I just wanted to reiterate that to anybody feeling things. I feel stuff like that a lot. I also have to make sure it's nothing that needs a physical tune-up, because we have our souls, we have our energy body, we have our spirit body, we have mental, we have all this different stuff going on, but sometimes we do have to take care of our physical. Have you had any respiratory or tight breathing or allergic, anything like that? I feel that there might have been a little bit of that, or maybe shoulders in the, like any kind of stress, anything stressful you've been going through? You don't have to tell me what it is. I'm just asking a yes or no, actually.
Okay, stressful. I would say yes.
Okay.
Yes. Before that,
well,
yes.
And that alone right there can tighten up the rib cage, because we don't realize that we're holding or shallow breathing when we're going through something like that. I mean, stressful could be even a good stress, like preparing for a wedding or preparing to move into your brand new home or something like that. It can be something you want, but it's still a stressful big change in your life. It causes a shallow breathing that can tighten the rib cage physically. I used to see it all the time when I did neuromuscular work, because I used to do a lot of stress and pain management on the physical body. You know, I did that for a good 8 years, 8-9 years, and I saw it all the time. And there was a way of releasing those muscles that are in between the rib cages. I wouldn't know that for sure, because I'm not physically looking at you that way, but I think it's going to be one of the two. Third and fourth chakra work is what I'm suggesting, but also just making sure everything's okay on the physical level. I highly encourage you to do that. That make sense?
So would this be something like being a light worker, you know, like you said, that something's coming up for me to release?
Yes, absolutely. All of this is. Every bit of this is, and usually it will feel, if it's something very deep within our subconscious that we have just kind of been a little nervous about addressing or going there, because, you know, it's just going to cause a lot. Maybe it might cause havoc with someone in our life, or, you know, it's just not going to be accepted or whatever it might be. Okay. It is a stress because we're afraid of it. We're afraid to go there, where it's more of an avoidance of the conflict kind of thing. This energy is pulling that kind of stuff up because we have to go there and we have to release it to be free of it. So you will feel it as you're processing it. It goes away once you process it. That's the thing, knowing that, you know, and this happens a lot with light workers. They'll go to the doctor because they feel something physically, or they can't find anything because it is energetic. However, sometimes it can manifest into more. So it's just a good safety precaution just to make sure that something hasn't gotten out of hand. And then you keep moving. You always work with the energy. I know I do. That is my healthcare plan. Because if I don't work with my energy, it will make me sick physically. I know that for myself. So being sensitive, being a light worker, and yeah, we kind of take it. It's like training. It's like we're constantly in training before it hits the masses. It doesn't mean, oh, we're good to go and now we watch everybody. We're here to help them. How are you going to learn or relate to someone if you don't understand it or have felt it? That's kind of a wounded warrior type of vibe. So it there's a little bit, it's a big question that's a really big one to answer like this on a show. I got to keep moving. But I do encourage you to clear chakras because it sounds like third and fourth. Work on deep breathing and meditation and just make sure everything's good physically, Deborah, and then go from there. That's what I'm picking up. Because sometimes it's just stressful to address these things. It that's what everybody's feeling. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does.
Yeah, I mean, it is a big question you asked. And the thing is, yeah, it would be hours of explaining it, which I couldn't do right now. But I don't want to tell you what it is. You have to figure that out. It's important that you go inside and you spend time inside. That's the whole point here. Everybody's got to do that. So I'm giving some general tips to help you do that, but not tell you how you are. Because I don't think that that's going to help anybody right now. I can give the messages. I can pick up things, but I'm feeling, I've already said it. I feel that you need to just check everything on the physical, the energy, do some energy clearing, go get some energy work done. I would do both. If I were you in your situation, I would do both. You would be surprised what can go away just doing energy work. But check physically though, just do that. Okay.
Well, sometimes I go to the doctor, you know, they want to do all this other stuff, and I will say no.
Well, you can say no. I say no a lot, too, and they get frustrated. Yeah, I know. When I go to see people in the hospital, I bring an entire bag of my own stuff to eat, water and everything, because a lot of times they're being very kind and they offer, but I don't even want the water they have in the vending machines. It's like, no, thank you. No, I don't want the ice cream. No, I don't want the cookies. No, I don't want that. No, thank you. So I get that. But you can say no to whatever you want.
Right.
But just listen now. Listen to everything. Research it. Do your homework. But I'm going to have to run now. But this is just the beginning of clearing out some big stuff for you, for everybody. All of us are doing it. So go get busy. Go figure it out. I know that sounds like, what kind of an answer is that? No, it really is a journey inside. But yes, you don't have to do everything they say. They're going to do what they do, but you can at least find out, you know, make sure you didn't pull a rib or tear a muscle, things like that. So I got to run, but thank you, Deborah, for calling in. It's always good to hear from you. We have a lot of messages. I have a few more to go through. The chat is open, guys, if you guys want to go there. I'm going to take a short break because I do have a few things I want to share with you about this moon energy. Have a couple of emails from the email bag as well to answer. And we're just going to keep powering on. We have a lot going on with this energy. And we're all at a place where we need to do our inner work. Okay. Nobody can do your inner work for you. I have to keep it real here. I can't pretend that that everybody can fix that. We have to do our own inner work, but I'm here to help you with what angels have shared with me. I have those insights to share with you on how you can do this, how you can find your way through it and bring some really good points up that they brought up to me. I'm looking forward to giving you that. So please stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. We're talking about this blue moon in Libra and the Mercury retrograde effect and angel insights on that. So let's talk about that for a moment before I go back to more questions, because this is important. So you might be going, oh, yeah, that's it. First of all, that retrograde started. We've already been in it. It'll go till April 15. The full moon is coming in right on top of it. Libra brings in and starts the energy of April with the balancing. The retrograde backs it up because it's also the communications. And here we are going inside, reflecting, and then it's about the balancing. So the two together, here's the interesting part. It can feel a little challenging, and I'll explain how, but there's a very positive in this that the angels brought to my attention, especially Michael about the fear. Because he's the angel about fear, you know, like no more fear. Raphael came in as well. Jophiel came in. And those three have been coming in a lot anyway, because when we're going through some challenges like this, trying to clean it up, you know, sometimes you just need some positive talk, right? And that's what Jophiel does. Well, here's the thing. This particular combination with the retrograde and the moon energy, full moons are about releasing, okay? Retrograde takes us inside, okay? So it's going inside, subconscious, releasing that. Together, it took us in deep, and it's about releasing deep, okay? Things that we wanted to avoid, probably. Things we don't ever feel like we're ready. Things that might feel emotionally painful, but they're up for processing. The one thing I want to assure everyone, if it's not there or not coming up, it won't until you're ready to process. If it's up, then you're ready to process it. And with angels, I always say, okay, I'm really feeling this one. This one's really a hard one. Help me find a positive route. Help me discover what it is I need to see from this. It can feel like a challenge. You can feel melancholy. You might find that you're having a hard time not thinking negatively, things like that. The balancing act here with this Libra energy and then the retrograde is, yes, it will take you to the dark recesses where that kind of stuff is. So you may be feeling some of that. But it's not to stay in it and get lost in it this time. Michael said, no, think about like you're watching a movie, like, you know, in third person. You're not lost in it. You're going to go see what it is. You're going to discover it. And then it's going to come up and you're going to go, okay, this is what needs healing. You may do some crying. You may do some screaming in a pillow. I don't know. It does not have to hurt another person. You are seeing some of that out there, I know, with some of the things coming up, but that's not where we're focusing this show. We're focusing on who wants to help themselves within. This one is about your subconscious. It's about you going inside for the answers. It's about going and finding these deep recesses and this darkness to lift it, to clear it, to shine light on it. You don't have to feel like you're going to get in over your head with the angels. If you do, you might want to have the assistance of a spiritual worker or a light worker, or sometimes you just might need to go to counseling for something if it's really deep. You have to understand that it's your choice how you want to handle it or avoid it. It's a strong recommendation with this energy not to avoid it. It's not about getting all caught up in it. It's not about staying on that negative. That's why I think that Jophiel comes in for this one, because if you go into this and you're just feeling like, okay, it's negative, it's sad, I feel lonely, I feel isolated, I feel like everything's going wrong, I feel like I'm always getting kicked when I'm down, that kind of thing, you might be feeling that. It's the aspects of this energy are, it's like they're, it's kind of a strong nudge. I don't like to say force because nothing can really force you, but it's a very strong nudge to work harder on yourself. I know everybody's like, oh, I'm constantly working on myself. Well, yeah, that's what this lifetime is about. We're working continually on ourselves. We also chose to be here at a pretty historical time, really, of transformation, of major shift in the world. We are the ones here shifting. We are the ones going through it in the physical. It's honestly, it's like if you were to die and come back in another life and remember what you learned, you'd come back and do it better. It's kind of like not having to leave this body and still do that. It's like, no, you're going to stay in this body. You're going to, that old is going to go. And you're going to cross over into a bridge where you're still in the same body, but now it's a completely new life. That's one way to explain it. It's pretty deep stuff. I know. It's actually very deep stuff. You will find that the emotions might be coming up a bit strong. That's because there's emotions. And when I was talking earlier at the beginning of the show, the soul fragments that may come back, when they left, if something happened to you when you were 10 years old, when they come back, they're 10 years old. So you might feel, why do I react like that? Why do I get so upset? Look to see if it has an age to it. Like, you know, wait a minute. I'm 55 years old. Why am I acting like I'm 10? Well, maybe that's why. Because that piece came back and now it's coming back to grow up with you. It's a big deal. It really is. It used to be for years, shamans helped people find these pieces, retrieve them, bring it back together. Now we're out there kind of in a way, this energy to me is, oh my gosh, this is a do-it-yourself, bring it all back together. I know. And you're like, I don't know if I can do that. Well, you can if you're going through it. The soul knows when to activate you in your spiritual awakening. What is coming down the pipeline and what a lot of light workers are experiencing and feeling for people is that there's a large group of people waking up, but they probably have no idea what's going on. Okay, light workers, you may want to take a deep breath with that, because it's not like, oh, we know and you're here and there, and you don't want that ego getting caught up there. You want to truly be of service and support them and be patient and remember what it was like when you were going through it. I'm having to do that too. I got to remember, hey, it's not that everybody gets this. I mean, every time we stream this show, there's a brand new listener that's like, what is she talking about? So I try to keep it to where I remind everybody, hey, this is what we do on the show. It is a big deal. Now, another thing that is coming in is if the emotions are happening and they're really intense, there's also that retrograde, like I said, coming in that's really kind of stirring it up. If emotions are really on edge because they need healing, and now you have retrograde, it's a being mindful of, if it's an interaction in a relationship you have, or a friend, or at work, or whatever, do your best to take a deep breath. I mean, Deborah was talking about that, feeling that at the caller. Take that deep breath before you respond. It's not going to be perfect. You'll probably react a couple of times, and then you'll go, oh, I did it again. Ah, it's not about what somebody's doing to you. I'm noticing that people that felt like life was kicking them, the victimhood is coming up for them to address and stop being the victim, to choose to stand up for themselves and to not be beat down by life. No, it's not going to be overnight. And what I'm saying for everybody's circumstance is really intense. I know it's a lot, but it's not impossible. Michael told me that when, and I, you know, I have had things happen, emotions, different things. He told me, take a deep breath, stop, give yourself 5 minutes if you can. Know I'm with you. And I go into a mode of, and I love this, I want you to think about this because there's a little bit more to this, but really just taking on the essence of what Michael represents to me. He represents protection, fearless, confidence, stand up for yourself, cut the cords of anything toxic, but not doing it for me. I actually become that energy and I do it for myself. I explain it that way to help you. It's kind of like being that. That is how they can support us in a big way. They can give us that essence of just take a moment and visualize that you already are that way, already can do this. You can already be confident. You may not feel like that, but visualize that you're already where you're trying to go. And really spend time thinking about that. Because the manifesting is a big deal. When you can do that and do it as much as you can, I've found that then little synchronicities and messages start to drop in and give you clues how you can go there, how you can shift this way and how you can shift that way. This energy will not take you down unless you're choosing you don't want to work on it and go. It's not that. It's here to clean out that deep stuff in the subconscious that's really been hidden. It's been under the rug. It's been out of sight, out of mind. It's cleaning it up because this is the manifesting year for the new life. It's giving a big push. It's like a big spring cleanup detox on the inside. Talk about spring detox, right? This one is no joke. Make a list. Pay attention to your dreams, different things like that. That's a lot of what we're talking about here. We're going to take one more break. I want to get to these last two emails that I have here. It is right in line with what we're talking about. If you have additional questions about this topic, I'm going to keep going into the April energy next week on April 4, because this was such a big topic. I wanted to take care of this full moon this time. But send the questions in or write them in the chat, call into the show. So what we don't cover today, we will cover next week on that live show, because it's all about April angel messages for April next week. I don't even know how else to say it, except this is going to be a lot of deep cleaning. Let me take that short break, and I want to get to these two emails in the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And welcome back to the show. This is our last segment. I want to take a moment. I had two emails that are in line with things that we're talking about today. But this first one's really interesting. This comes from Chrissy. Hello, Dr. Jen. I have a quick question. I recently was sleeping and heard someone calling my name four times as I was awakening. I didn't recognize the voice and it didn't sound urgent. Okay. I've had this happen before, but I'm curious if this is a message I am missing. Thank you. Great question. That happens a lot when you start to awaken and intuitive abilities are sharpening and fine tuning. When you hear yourself, she's saying she does not recognize the voice. When you hear your own voice calling your name, really that's you. That's your higher self. Kind of your, that's what it is. She's saying, I don't recognize it. I've heard other voices like that. That's usually angels or guides. Okay, it could be either one. But she's not sure if it's a message she's missing. No, you're not missing anything. The fact that you're acknowledging, and if you haven't done that, I would. They don't sound urgent. It's more of a practicing the skills of hearing clairaudience. Obviously, your clairaudience is really waking up. I would imagine it would not surprise me if you are hearing a lot of high-pitched frequencies and sounds like the tinnitus. It'll sound like tinnitus, but it's not tinnitus when it's this. You know, people have like, I got all this ringing in my ears. What in the world? And they don't have anything wrong medically. That's what I'm talking about. But this is nothing you've missed. This is more in your subconscious state. It's a practicing of the connection. So simply say, hey, how are you? What is your, start to talk back. Reply. Because it's not your soul, because it would sound like your own voice. That's the way it is for me. Maybe everybody else is different, but that's the way it is for me. It's not urgent, so you haven't missed anything. You just need to trust it. You just need to trust, yeah, I am hearing this, and ask the name, ask who they are, and did they have something they wanted to tell you or share with you? It may not happen right then. It may happen like in your day. You may just see different synchronicities popping in. But Chrissy, that's a beautiful thing. Your intuition is starting to fine tune, and that's what that is. You haven't missed anything. You're actually catching it. That's really awesome. Now, this next message comes from Clickin' Canines. And this one's a deep one, but it's right in line with this energy today. I'm in my darkest hour, truly, and my root fears are in my face. Bottom line, how do I completely release I'm not worthy? Wow. Because I could just give in and die rather than stand in my truth and power. I lost my only child recently, and if I don't heal my false beliefs about myself, then I would rather join my son on the other side. I'm in extreme poverty now and have to find a way out, which requires overcoming these freezing-type fears that keep me immobilized. Okay. First of all, my heart goes out to you, but I also want you to know, because you reached out to the show, you're helping a lot of other people, and you are so very worthy. Anxiety, doubt within ourselves usually comes from a long time ago, sometimes childhood or previous life. This particular energy that we've been talking about right now, working with that will bring it up. It will feel more intense for release. One of the things that I have seen with people that, I mean, she's grieving. She, I apologize, I'm not sure. The name is not one or the other. To lose a child, I'm going to be honest with you, I can't comprehend that. I've never lost a child. I've lost a lot of things, and I've grieved a lot of things, but I have not done that. So I would not even try to tell you how to feel with that. I know that your grief is processing, and that can take a little while. I know that everyone is worthy. Absolutely, you are. I know that the rather die part than stand in your truth and power, that's the part that's trying to avoid in the ego side. That's the way I would look at that. This is the time where, and I've had these experiences, some of this dark feeling I've had before, like when I went through some things, that's when Michael brought me through. He just wrapped his wings around me and said, you will get through this. The biggest thing you don't want to do is try to just drown in it by yourself. Please reach out. Please, local help, friends. There's so much out there. I see that there's a financial thing going on here, but I cannot imagine that you don't have something that can help you right now. It's believing that you deserve to receive it. And I want to put that energy out to you, but please, in your local area, please reach out. Reach out if you're talking about, would rather die. I mean, I don't think it's a suicidal thing here, but please reach out for help, because this is the moment in the darkest hour, the dark night of the soul, when you just lay it all on the floor and you go, enough is enough. I'm going to pick myself up out of this. And I want to remind you, I don't know the age of the child you lost, but they are in joy when you are living your life here. People that we love that have crossed over, they can share our happiness when we are living our happiness. So give them that. Give him the joy of you living your life. Or I don't know what the child is. I'm not getting any genders here, so I don't want to assume. I just want you to know that it's not impossible for you right now. These are the times that can be pivotal, and they can completely shift into something else that you never thought you had, because sometimes it just strips it all away to rebuild. So now you're at the threshold of rebuild. And just know that you'll be on my list of prayer, and lifting. And I know that if you just reach out to the angels, to people that want to help you, let them know that you could use a helping hand or a little encouragement. You might be quite surprised that there's a lot more support out there and people want to do that for you. So I hope that that helps you in some way and anybody else that might be feeling things. This energy is bringing that kind of stuff up, guys. It's bringing it up to really go face to face with some things that we don't want to do. Anxiety might be on the list here because it's wanting you to get out of your shell and not hide anymore. This is where I take deep breaths. I got that too, believe it or not. This is where I'll take a deep breath and just say, you know, Michael, just help me be fearless. Show me how to be that. And then I meditate and I visualize that I have that energy flowing through me, whether it's there or not. And it really has helped me a lot to do that. It's an interesting experience to do that. Angels can represent what we're trying to bring in. And that is a very powerful way to work with an angel. It's not saying I am Archangel Michael. I'm not saying that. You are taking on those traits that give you that empowerment to make those choices for yourself. I would highly recommend you work with that angel because that is the angel that is fearless. That is the one that can cut the toxic cords, the pain, the suffering that can pull you down and under. And work with that angel daily. Don't go anywhere without that angel. Just always be with that. That's what I would do if I were you. And you might be pleasantly surprised that it really works for you. We are out of time, guys. I'm going to pick up next week with the rest of the April energy here. So if any questions have come up, please let me know or call in and be here with us next week. I do wish everyone a beautiful and blessed weekend. While you're working through this, remember, full moons are about releasing it. Just let that go, you know? Just let it go. All right. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.